I invite you to breathe out right now, so far out that your lungs don't feel they have any air in them. Then gently take a deep breath in, into your belly, not just your chest. Place your left hand on your belly and feel it expand out as you breathe in. Then breathe out as a glorious sigh and feel your face relax, your jaw relax, and your shoulders melt up, back and down. Let's do one more. Breathe in through your nose and all the way into your belly and feel it inflate like a glorious Buddha belly, and then sigh it all out. Keep breathing long and deep, and let's go for a little explore. Imagine, if you will, in your mind's eye, a rambly English countryside woods, filled with old gnarled trees, robust shrubs, and all matter of flora and fauna. As you start walking through, you notice that wherever you place your feet, there are bluebells galore. It's as if a gorgeous lush blue carpet weaves its way between the tree trunks, and the sunshine filters down and ignites the green of the budding leaves, and the colors are so vibrant, you can feel your heart soar. There are large rocks scattered amongst the trees, as if a giant forgot he was playing marbles, and the lush moss that covers them is home to tiny, brilliant flowers. And ahead of you, you notice something that could be a path. Maybe it is used by foxes or deer, you don't question it, and allow it to lead you on a wending, winding journey through the trees and the flowers. The sun gives a slight warmth and you feel safe. As you round a bend in the path, you see a dilapidated little old chapel made of stone that has been worn by the elements. There is a higgledy-piggledy graveyard to one side where the stones are tilting precariously and the names are almost illegible due to erosion. Part of the roof of the chapel is gone. The bell tower has collapsed to one side, and the old oak doors are just now stubs of dark, wet wood. Yet something calls to you, saying, "Come see, come have a look." You make your way through the arched stone doorwell into the old chapel. It must have been built at least 500 years ago. And as you step into the open space, the sense of peace, wonderment, and relief floods up through your toes and rushes up your body. The pews are gone, leaves fill the corners, yet there is that sense of life and welcome. You are meant to be here. As you look up through the fragmented roof to the sky above, you notice that there are gorgeous carvings in the stone, gargoyles, people, animals and flowers. They're a tad worn by the elements, but you can imagine how glorious they would have been when they were first created, hundreds of years ago. And you can see the people with their chisels and hammers gently carving into the stone the playful images. You walk around the chapel, kicking up dust as you move, which becomes sparkling golden stars in the sunbeams. And out of the corner of your eye, tucked far into a corner near where the altar must have been, you see a glint. There it is again. You carefully step up the large stone stairs and make your way to the corner. Under a pile of rubble, dirt, old leaves, and what looks to be a small animal nest, you see the glint again. You kneel down, take a deep breath, and slowly reach your hand in to try and grasp whatever it is. Your hand touches metal, cold, firm metal, that quickly starts to warm as your hand wraps around it. You pull it out and brush the dirt and the aged grime off it. And it is the most glorious chalice you have ever seen. There you are kneeling, and you hold the chalice up towards the open roof so the sun can illuminate it more. And as you do, you feel a vibration coursing through your hands. The sunbeams come flooding down with golden light through the open roof, and caress the top of your head. You can't even see the chalice you are holding as the golden light is shining in your eyes and pouring like luscious puddles into your hands and up the stem of the chalice. You can feel it getting comfortably warm with this light, and as the sunbeams seem to move, you watch as golden, delicious, healing, vibrant light is filling the dusty chalice to overflowing and lightly cascading down your arms, over your torso, and puddling around your knees. As you kneel, the sense of surrender and embrace floods up into your heart as the light pours over all of you, like a gentle, warm oil that is anointing you. This is your magnitude. This is the divine, reflecting back to you how glorious you are and washing away the ego's littleness. As you kneel and open up, a delicious arc of light launches from your heart space and connects with the swirling, cascading light in the chalice. And there is recognition. Magnitude. 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 You are a host to the divine, and to not share your gifts would be selfish. As the light gently ebbs away, leaving you cleansed, connected, and strong, you realize you so want to take this chalice with you, but you can't. You need to leave it for somebody else to find. So you gently push it back under the rubble for someone else to find. And besides, you now know how to access it when you need to. As you stand up and brush your knees off, you hear a whisper. Magnitude is available in an instant. Believe that you are. Believe you can handle it. Believe you are not alone. Take a glorious exhale. Breathe in. And when you're ready, come back to your body. Breathe in again. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And slowly open your eyes. And remember your magnitude. And by the way, is that a crushed bluebell on your foot?